Good morning, Casey. It is a Rockin' and Teresa show. So Teresa gave the time for 2K in one day this morning.
Yeah, 7:52.
I don't know if I'm going to make it or not.
That's why I do it, because it's hilarious. And Rocket's little OCD brain is like counting and adding and two plus a three and carry the one and
I'm already going, oh, dadgummit. All right, we are super excited. Welcome to 2KC. Let's explain 2K in one day, by the way.
Yeah, in the hours of 7, 11, 1, 3, and 5, we will make you a finalist, and you could win a $2,000 shopping spree at the Legends. And if you become a finalist, we'll all get together on April 8th, and we'll draw the winner, and we'll see who gets to go and shop, and you have an hour to spend it all or lose it.
And look, even if you're coming in from Oklahoma, you can still be a finalist. By the way, visit the Legends. There's so much to do out there if you are from out of state.
Tara, do you know the words to the song?
I think it has to do with Oklahoma, 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 Oklahoma.
I told her that, and she goes, that's not the words.
Yeah, no, it really is. They keep it very
Boomer
simple
Sooner,
in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, if you can repeat those words, you know it all.
Also, the OSU team is in town,
too. Yeah, we
don't
too, get so. OU, woo!
And then tomorrow, big day for everybody here in KC. You know, I will give this to KU. Even though my daughter went to MU and then went to Columbia in Chicago,
yeah,
I think KU has some pretty cool gear.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, that little Jayhawk is adorable.
It really is. They got some cool stuff.
I love K-State and KU equally right now because my son hasn't decided where he wants to go. Next year, it will be a different story. But right now, everybody wins.
See, remember when you were yelling at me when Jen didn't decide?
I didn't say I want them both to win the game. I'm saying I love them. They're both great schools.
Can I have a day with Chase? All to myself.
To take him out to KU?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
Sold.
I would love for him to get any kind of ambition towards choosing a school, taking an ACT, anything, getting off his butt. That'd be great.
Sold. Done.
Anyway, welcome to Kansas City. KU plays tomorrow.
Trending topics brought to you by Ottawa University, a nonprofit university offering academic excellence for more than 150 years. See Chase, another university. Visit ottawa.edu today and prepare for a life of significance. It is going to be a little chilly today, high only in the 40s, about 28 right now. And big story today, a Clinton, Missouri police officer is dead and two others injured after a gunman barricaded himself in a house last night.
They ended up going inside the residence in an attempt to apprehend the suspect. At that point in time, the suspect shot and killed one of the Clinton police officers at approximately 10 after midnight. The Troop A SWAT team entered the residence and found the suspect deceased.
The two wounded officers are not believed to have suffered life-threatening injuries.
You know, I'll start off by thanking John and all our other friends and all of you out there who serve us and protect us. Thank you for what you do.
Yeah, and thoughts and prayers with their families. The Big 12 men's basketball tournament. Hey, that big old game that's happening, it does start today. Like Rocket said, Oklahoma takes on OSU. Iowa will take on Texas. And then K-State plays TCU in tomorrow's quarterfinals. Ninth-ranked Kansas also plays tomorrow. And then look for Mix 93.3. We will be down at Power & Light with the Miller Lite Fan Fest. So,
and if your team loses, do you want to sell your ticket to the KU game? Just let me know. Hook a brother up. Rocket at Mix93.com.
Hey, raise your spoons and grab your milk because it's National Cereal Day, everybody.
Yum.
A day to celebrate your favorite cereal. What is yours? Go.
Cheerios.
Cheerios for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God, you guys are the most boring people on the planet. Mine, Fruity Pebbles. And the real Fruity Pebbles. Even though I buy my kids the cheaper cereal in the bag.
And they don't know.
Well, no, they do know. They're starting to complain, but oh well.
Just buy one box and just keep filling it up.
Good idea.
I love a great Wheat Chex moment, but you have to add some fruit inside.
Big time.
Yeah.
God, you guys are super boring old people. Like, even as children, those were your favorites?
Yes.
You didn't like the awesome sugary stuff with the different colors and the marshmallows and the...
Okay, when I was little, I got really sick from milk, and almond milk wasn't a thing. So I would have dry cereal, and it was no fun.
I just wasn't allowed to eat it.
I feel like you guys are like Benjamin Button.
We had a hard
life. Like, I'm a little 90-year-old eating Cheerios. So Blue's Clues, speaking of kiddos, is coming back. The kids show originally aired in 1996 and ran for 6 seasons. Nickelodeon has put out a casting call for a new host.
Can I try out?
They are actually seeking men and women, Tara, of all ethnicities, ages 18 to 25. You're already over the hill. I think it's because you like old people cereal. That's why.
That's fair.
And finally, researchers at a university in Italy study people over 40 years to find the connection between brains, talent, and financial success. And they found that the smartest and most talented people are never the ones who make the most money. Literally, all caps, never.
Never?
Yes. They said, so how do less talented or less intelligent people rise higher? Two words, pure luck. The researchers say, quote, some degree of talent is necessary to be successful in life, but almost never do the most talented people reach the highest peaks of success, being overtaken by mediocre but sensibly luckier individuals.
Wow.
So
I must be really intelligent, really skilled.
No.
It's the Rocket and Teresa Show.
If you want to get up,
on Mix 93.3.